But one night in 87, a witch showed up. And at that point, Johnny's about a year and a half old. And she knocked at the front door at about 11 o'clock at night, and she said, "Get your husband off of my back." And I said, "Well, I wasn't aware he was on your back or your front or anything else that you owned. Come on in. He's in watching TV. Why don't we talk to him about it?" So she came in. She looked like Elvira, serious. Long black hair, you know, all the laced up black dress, heels about that high, you know, and the painted eyes. And we walked down there to where he's watching TV. And when he saw her, actually, he kind of started transforming into the head of a snake. And I saw his tongue come out, forked like that. And I went, "Oh, yeah, we got a serpent buddy there, yeah?" And then they begin arguing. I left him the next day.
All right, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We got another episode for you. One thing I love about this show is that people will email us and say, "Hey, you know, you can bring this person on. They've had a lifetime of blurriness in their experience." And we're bringing on Ruth. She's a sweet lady who, like a lot of these stories, that just sort of, you know, one of their experiences could make it as a show. They seem to have 10 or 20, which makes it a little hard for Luke and I because, you know, we're trying to, you know, keep this ship on some kind of course, but it seems like it wants to go everywhere. And it's bizarre. It's bizarre that some people seem to, I don't know, no matter what it is, seeing creatures to dealing with people with supernatural abilities and witches and warlocks and satanic rituals. And then it's just this stew of crazy stuff that follows them. So we're gonna have another one of those episodes today, but it's very hopeful. Ruth's story is not a depressing one. She's got a lot of life and a lot of hope, and you can just feel the presence of God in her and very encouraging. It's cool. It's a cool story. Hope you enjoy this one, but definitely a blurry buffet, as we say.
Yes, Ruth. She has an amazing story, as you said, and you know, wild things from werewolves to warlocks and witches, shapeshifters and reptiles to, you know, running for her life and aliens. But you know, even in NDE, right, we have a near-death experience here. And she's come out the other side, like, through these incredible terrifying things because of her faith, and it's just a testament, and what a testimony she has to share. So this is gonna be an exciting one. This is a blurry grab bag, if you will. As you said, a buffet. Mm-hmm. It is. If it's a buffet, it's like a gumbo. We just put everything we got.
Yeah, this ain't no Golden Corral. It's a little bit better.
Man, it is. It's a good one. So yeah, excited to have Ruth on. But shout out to Nate who reached out and who's a friend of Ruth and brought her on. She had not heard of the show, but she's very much blurry.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to this one, blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member, help support the show. It's a lot of work to do this show. Every show is hours and hours of editing, production, and lining up recording. So your, you know, a couple bucks a month supports what we do here. And you can hit that on the website. You get over 50 plus episodes that have not been released on the main feed, and as long as a bunch of other perks as well. But yeah, stay blurry out there. Let's get Ruth on this one. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Mahalo.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.